Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
It's fascinating to understand that visual learning is such a strong component of most people's learning regimen. 90% of the information that we take in every day comes visually. Visual images, the brain can process visual images 60,000 times faster than text, not twice as fast, not four times as fast, not even 100 times as fast, 60,000 times faster. And so when we use imagery to communicate ideas, people get it. And so that's kind of the whole basis of frameworks. We are building conceptual frameworks that allow people then to have a structure in their brain to hang all these biblical thoughts on. And so that's why the book is so visually driven, because we have, by experience, understood that that really is a powerful, powerful way of learning.
I'm just doing a study right now on the Israelites and moving to the Promised Land. And one of my very favorite pictures is looking at a map of
sure.
Egypt, where it's lush and green and beautiful, and then the desert, which is awful and terrible and desolate, and then the Promised Land, which is lush and green and beautiful. And it was such a help in helping me articulate, well, what did it really mean to be stuck in the desert? And that visual clue was huge. So I can totally understand why that was a big benefit for the people you were teaching.
And that's why trips to the Holy Land are so powerful, because you are taking in visual images of what you read in the Bible, and that really sticks with you.
Well, that's a whole other show entirely. We could talk more about that. So, and in today's culture, people are always, I mean, look at how popular YouTube is, or being able to put video or pictures on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. It seems to be the way that people communicate with each other now. So how does that translate to our ability to learn scripture?
Well, in what we were doing, we were creating visual imagery. So let's just kind of take a look at the book. We broke down the New Testament in its 27 writings. And then we group those writings, as the Bible does, in six logical groups. And so we tried to make some illustrations of what that looks like. And then we went through each and every one of the New Testament books and tried to create imagery, visual, powerful visual images that would then stick with people beyond just reading through the book.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.